Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Yeah. Final hour for us. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day today is not fun, but we will get there, and it is Hawks-related, and unfortunately, it doesn't have to do with their 6-game losing streak. Mark Schlereth is going to join us in about 20 minutes as well. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Talk some Super Bowl with him, obviously get his reaction to the championship games from over the weekend, and maybe a little coaching hire stuff, too. Certainly ask him about Jeff Ulbrich. I'm sure he's familiar with Jeff Ulbrich, having been around the league as long as he has. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
We were talking off the break because we talked that, you know, the whole TikTok thing was supposed to go away. And I listened to the news, and they were talking about, like, people are selling, like, their phones with the app that's already, because if you erase the app, you can't download it back. Right.
It's not available in
the Apple Store. And so I was looking, and they were talking about, people were like, they were offering like $10,000 and stuff for the phone with the app on. I was like, but then it went back and said, no, people are trying to sell them.
Right. They're so it's like, I have a phone that has TikTok on it. Yes. I'll sell you that phone with TikTok on it for X amount of dollars.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
You got to really want TikTok,
man. But no, I was like, okay. Well, I mean, I don't care about it. But
you also got to be real. Like, as much as you need to know technology to use TikTok, like, your phone backs up. Like, just restore it.
Right. There's got to be a way you get it back, right?
Restore it to when before you deleted it.
To what?
To one of your, like, your phone, usually your phone will back up restore.
Okay.
And you can restore it to a certain date.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
About the TikTok?
Well, just restore it to like a week ago before you deleted TikTok. It should still have it.
I didn't know you could do that.
You sure about that?
If you restore your phone properly.
You sure about that?
I don't think you're sure about it.
I don't think you're sure about that.
If you restore your phone, you should be able to get
it. Okay, there it goes. Should. I thought we'd get there.
Exactly.
I thought we'd get there. And I don't know any kind of stuff about any kind of stuff like that. But let me ask you this, though. Like, to delete the app that quickly, you love TikTok so much that you would spend money to buy it from someone else on their phone. You gave up on it pretty quick just to delete it.
Like,
do you delete apps that you're done using?
What do you mean?
Like, if you downloaded an app for whatever reason, don't use it for a while, and then it gets that little down arrow next to the cloud, which means you have to re-download it or whatever.
I don't keep my Cash app or the Venmo thing up. I don't never keep that up. I always delete it.
What do you mean?
Like, after I make the purchase or send my child money, I'll always just undownload it.
So every time you send them money, you re-download Venmo?
I mean, it got the little thing.
I don't know what that means.
You just said it when you have a little iCloud thing.
Oh, so you just Oh, yeah, all right. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I would say, like, anytime anything that has the ability, if I lose my phone and somebody might cut my thumbprint off.
Got it.
I'll cut my thumb off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that because that's what I wanted to ask you about. Yesterday, I walked down to the end of the driveway to get the recycling bin and the garbage can.
Right.
Every week. Happens every week. But this week, there was a phone on top of the recycling bin. I told you this?
Yeah, told me yesterday.
Okay. So, all right, there's a random phone. That's kind of weird. I assume either the garbage person dropped it or what. I don't know. I don't know what it was. So, it was dead. So, I brought it up to the house, and I plugged it in to charge it. I don't know what my plan was because it's one of those, you got to have the code to open it.
Right.
So, I don't know what my plan was. But I charged it, and I'm trying to click it on. Now, it says it has no SIM card. So, I think that means it's not. No one was using it as an actual phone.
No, that's why I said it was the burner.
Or maybe it was a burner.
That's
it's an iPhone. People use burner iPhones?
I don't know, but
you gotta be a rich person.
When you said that, I said, was it somebody's burner?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. But like I don't know what to do with it. Like
Sell it? Is it a good iPhone?
It's cracked. The screen's cracked.
Is it a good iPhone?
I have no idea what that even means.
Is the screen cracked or is there a protector on the screen that's cracked?
These are all good questions. Do you want me to bring it in tomorrow?
No, because
I don't know.
Like my screen protector is cracked. But
okay.
It's my screen protector. But
okay.
My phone's not cracked.
But the phone's not cracked.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's been a hawk, that thing.
I was just worried like maybe it was somebody's and they'd come looking for it, you know?
Like you got like some encrypted like
who knows?
Like money laundering scheme.
I don't know.
Like you said, you found this on the trash.
If it was somebody's burner phone, maybe what are you burning? You know what I mean? Like what's that person up to?
Man, say what are you burning?
I have no idea.
I would definitely make sure you keep it off though.
It was it's in the garbage right now.
Okay.
But
what if somebody's
it's at your house still, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, they can track it. If
that's what I mean. That's why I think I should get rid of it.
Dude, you better throw it away, man. Hey, dog, get it out because you don't know. That to me, that sounds shady.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Also, somebody could be listening to what's going on inside your house.
It sounds like the popo was
doing that anyway.
It's not in my house. It's in the garbage can outside.
It sounded like the police was after him. They were trying to throw stuff out, and they got rid of the track.
And now it's in my garbage with my fingerprints all over it, and the police are going to be like, who'd you murder?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I didn't do anything. What's your alias? I don't have one.
Hey,
I go to jail.
I'll come down to Cobb get you.
I've said it many times.
We'll come get you.
I'm not going to do well in jail.
You never know until you forced into a situation.
Forced is the thing I'm mostly worried about.
Like, say you sitting on the bench and you remember on
into stuff.
What was the movie with Chris Tucker?
Was
it Money Talk when the guy was talking to Chris Tucker in the jail? They put it. Did he grab it like this?
Yeah.
Like Andy, I think that she would bow up.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd throw up.
Did he grab you like this?
Yeah. Anyway, even thinking about this makes me want to get rid of that damn phone.
Get rid of the phone, man.
We got to
get rid of the damn phone. Man.
I don't know. But what if it has TikTok on it?
Get rid of the phone.
What if it has TikTok on it and I can sell it for $10,000?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that. Until now.
Okay. Like, I'm not listening to Mo. He said Abe is right. Apple phones have restore dates. Yeah, they do. But this is different. They said once this app going, it ain't coming back.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yes.
So I'm learning all kinds of different new things.
Yes.
I just need to do that.
But I don't listen to Mo no way.
Before Jason Statham comes to my house.
Anybody who insults their wife, anybody who insults their lady.
Yeah.
Your advice means
you're
nothing.
You're on thin ice.
Nothing.
Still
to
on
me.
Thin ice around here.
Nothing,
all right,
Mo.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Oh. Boom! Well, a very, very poorly officiated game. I have to say it. I'm sorry, you can't sugarcoat it.
You said it.
A terribly officiated game, and the Hawks got absolutely hosed. So your final score here in Atlanta, the Rockets 100, and the shorthanded Hawks, who battled all night long, 96.
What's your favorite term?
Before, I think there's a long runway for this team. You know, this is a tough stretch right now, you know, and we just got to keep, until the guys, we have to keep grinding, particularly this game is, in a lot of ways, is like this time of the year. It's always, you know, heading up to, you know, late January, early February. You know, you just have to dig in and be mentally tough.
I don't believe.
It's going to take a lot of mental toughness for sure.
This ain't no long runway. This is a private landing strip.
Yeah, this runway got a little shorter.
Yeah,
and what we mean by that is, the Hawks have lost six in a row. They lost last night. There was some definite questionable officiating in the fourth quarter without question. Questionable without question. But that's neither here nor there. The story of the day is that Jalen Johnson is out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, man.
Jalen Johnson tore his labrum. He's going to have surgery. He's going to miss the final 35 games of the season. And, you know, anybody who's watched the Hawks this year, which I assume all of you have, you know how vital he is to this team. He's it.
Yeah.
You know? So he's not going to be there for the final 35. Trade deadlines next week. I think that changes the calculations leading into that. And it's just a huge bummer because it derails. I don't know what the season could have been, whatever it could have been, to me feels like, that's not really realistic anymore. No,
it's going to be better than it would have been, man. This is a bummer, man, because, I mean, you kind of knew it was going to be a minute.
Yeah.
But this ain't no minute. This is.
You hoped maybe it would just be like a month or something, and now it's a season.
No, it's a season, and now, we talked already in the show. It does look like Bogey and Clint are going to be on the move, bringing in some draft picks and trying to, build this roster out that way and just wait till Jalen gets back. Hopefully, Risha Shea continues to develop throughout the season.
No reason for him not to be taking
really
20 shots
exactly.
a game now.
There's no reason for that for him not to be ultra aggressive on the offensive side of the floor. Dyson continued to grow and everything, and then you look at it and you look how these three guys are with O and decide if you're going to do with him in this offseason, and then hopefully next year put Jalen back in and you go from there, man, because this is a big-ass blow to this team that's already on the downward trend anyways.
Right. They're already playing some tough basketball anyways. They're dealing with other injuries anyway. So for this to happen in the middle of a six-game losing streak, who knows how long it's going to go. Hopefully it ends. They play Cleveland tomorrow at Cleveland.
Yes.
Then Indiana, then Detroit, then San Antonio, then Milwaukee.
Yeah, they got some rough. They got a rough stretch.
Yeah.
Got a rough stretch.
It is. It's a tough stretch coming up.
It's a rough stretch with him.
And then, you also have to wonder and ask the question of, okay, so he's kind of been a major part of the team for 2 years now and will have missed significant time due to injury in both years.
Yes.
So maybe it's fluky and hopefully it is, but maybe he's injury prone.
And that's the first thing. I think we were having fun with it, but I mean, that's a thing.
It is a thing.
It's a thing, man. And I don't want to put that on him and say he's like Joel Embiid, which we were talking before. Man, it's 400 games.
Joel Embiid, what did you say?
What was it? 406 and then 400. Okay. Oh, wait.
I think Abe's bad about the iPhone thing.
Oh, I don't really. Yeah. Is it Joel Embiid's played?
I think he's like played. I think the number is like 460 he has played. Maybe
I know 400 he's missed.
And he's missed 400.
Jeez.
400 games.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
And made over $300 million.
Yeah. And won an MVP in there.
Yeah.
He snuck an MVP in there when he was available.
Damn good.
He's very good when he was available. And again, hopefully that's not the situation with Jalen Johnson, but Jalen's very good when he's available, and the team is obviously different when he's available. And so for him not to be out there for the remainder of the year just makes, it makes it very difficult to have too much expectation for what the rest of the year can be. I don't know, maybe they get crazy at the deadline, Maybe you get wild at the deadline and try to get somebody.
Oh, I'm looking at this.
Fill in for him.
We talked about De'Aaron Fox earlier. Okay, so his Supermax, if he's eligible with Sacramento only, is 5 years.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Vasinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's 345.
Right.
His max via re-signing or extending is 5 years, 296. Mm-hmm. Max signing with another team as a free agent, 4 years, 219.
But they can trade the bird rights with the trade at the deadline.
Let's hope they do that.
Yeah.
Because if not, I ain't leaving Sacramento.
Sacramento's not that bad.
Sacramento ain't that bad.
For a $120 million difference.
Sacramento ain't that damn bad.
Yeah, buys a plane ticket.
Hell yeah.
A lot of plane tickets elsewhere.
Good lord.
What did you say? 5 years, $340 million?
Yes.
No offense to De'Aaron Fox.
If he's eligible. If eligible for that.
That's not.
The Supermax.
That's too much money for him.
Are you a lost sugar?
Are you kidding me?
But Jesus. Like,
when did we win? One playoff series?
But Jesus.
And now we're going to go a third of the Billy? I don't know, man. I get it. It's the market. It's the max.
Jesus.
All that kind of stuff. I don't can't do that. Can't do all that. All right, Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on the two games over the weekend. Obviously, one was a blowout. One was a classic. Super Bowl coming up. Rematch of the Super Bowl. We'll ask him about Jeff Ulbrich, too. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on him, having been around the league for a little bit. Falcons hired Jeff as their defensive coordinator earlier in the week. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.